Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney Rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Truck champ Christopher Bell roams a state thanking fans.
We're in a motorhome traveling up and down the highways of North Carolina.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Race fans, visit Camping World of Concord for convenient one-stop shopping on outdoor accessories, top brand RVs, and quality service. Buy an RV and enroll in the Good Sam Elite Loyalty Program, offering incentives valued at over $2,000. Browse over 10,000 Camping World products and accessories in America's largest RV dealer network. Plus, shop the top manufacturers such as Coleman, Keystone, Newmar, Thor Motor Coach, Winnebago, and many more. America's number one RV dealer has something for everyone. Visit Camping World of Concord today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Hey, it's Rob Tanner, and NASCAR USA is giving one lucky listener a trip to the 2018 Daytona 500. We'll tell you the country music artist who performed and the driver who won the Daytona 500. You tell us what year it happened. It's the Daytona 500 Rewind. Log on to MRN.com/NASCAR USA with your answer. See entry site for details, and for tickets to the Daytona 500, call 1-800-PIT-SHOP or visit Daytona500.com.
Christopher Bell and a makeshift posse climbed aboard an RV early this morning for a NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Champions road trip across North Carolina, surprising fans at home and work with donuts and other swag. The 22-year-old champ says he's still a little nervous about making a speech at the awards ceremony in Charlotte Saturday night, but hopes his truck owner Kyle Busch can offer some pointers.
Winning the championship was cool. Giving a speech Saturday night at the banquet's not going to be cool. It actually kept me up last night because I started having a panic attack thinking about it. I got to go to the KBM Christmas party. Maybe Kyle will put me on the spot and give me some practice of public speaking.
To see more, check out NASCAR's Snapchat feed tonight and visit the @MRN Radio Twitter feed. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome back and welcome in. Hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We'll do our best to get you to 7 o'clock tonight on 2 of our 3 frequencies. That's because the third one, 1600 AM, at the bottom of the hour, will be switching over to the Cyclone Radio Network. The Iowa State women hosting Lisa Bluder and the Iowa women tonight at Hilton Coliseum. You can hear that game right here on our AM frequency, 106.3 and 107.5 in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. On the FM dial, a great way to catch the final 30 minutes of tonight's show. You can also listen online at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, don't forget, vote in our poll question. It's brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids. Who wins tonight's Cy-Hawk showdown between the Iowa State and Iowa women? 319-366-1600. 6 o'clock showdown coming up in about 25 minutes as well. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders on the line. Riders lost last night 3-1 to the Green Bay Gamblers on the road, but they're back home Friday and Saturday. We've been asking for your fantasy football questions all afternoon. Some of you have got them to us ready to roll, but you can join the conversation now. 366-1600 is weekly appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. It's ESPN.com fantasy football expert Tristan Cockcroft. And Tristan, How many teams did you get into the playoffs this year, assuming that your playoffs start this week?
They all start this week. I have seven teams that were in head-to-head, and six of those have made the playoffs. One of them missed by one game. And then I have a points league where I'm currently in third place, 40 points out of first.
So how much ribbing do you take in the one league where you didn't make the playoffs? You are a fantasy football expert, and you didn't make the playoffs.
Remarkably, that one league, people have been very quiet. It's actually a league of experts out in the industry, and it's this kind of like newfangled auto-new league where it's kind of a strange point system. So it's been kind of neat. You can actually buy college players in there, which is kind of interesting.
So it's not like buddies from college or high school or anything. That would be, I think...
Oh, they would take me down if I didn't make the playoffs. I get ribbed for that every year I miss. And it's been a few years since I have, thankfully.
We had a question from Paul and Marion. He was the first one to get us one today, asking about Carson Wentz or Philip Rivers this weekend. And it's interesting from a couple perspectives, because the Eagles are supposed to be in L.A. to face the Rams this weekend, and they're starting to talk about those wildfires in Southern California maybe affecting the schedule this week. With it being Week 14 and the playoffs, can you see cancellations or games being moved around affecting fantasy this week?
If that did come into play, yeah, that's going to have a pretty significant impact, because this is not a week that we're usually used to having bye weeks or rescheduled situations. You remember that game with the snow back in Minnesota, which I believe was Week 16, which would have been the championship week. They had to push it back to Tuesday, and that did kind of create that little wrinkle there in the fantasy playoffs where you were waiting until the last day to get things all tied up, and then you had to wait after that in case there were any sort of scoring changes. So, yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on, especially considering how prominent a lot of the players in this game are between the Eagles and the Rams. By the way, I'm still starting Wentz of those two. I ranked them very well this week.
All right.
Tristan, one of our listeners needs a flex option in a PPR league between Jordy Nelson, Joe Mixon, and Jay Ajayi.
I would hope that Joe Mixon is going to play, but he hasn't cleared the concussion protocol yet. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. I would need to go to Jay Ajayi next. And again, we were just talking about the possibility to keep an eye on that game. So Nelson would be the third option if you have to fall back to him. Now, in his situation, I'm not all that wild about the matchup at all. I'd be trying to avoid it in every way. So perhaps go to the waiver wire, see if there's something out there to pick up.
Let's go to the phone lines and bring Creed in Coralville on. He's got a question. Standard League, Creed, you're looking for a flex play this week?
Yeah, actually, I need two running backs and a flex out of these five guys. Jay Howard, Orleans Darkwa, Frank Gore, Albert Morris, and and Doug Baldwin.
So for me, there will be Howard, Morris, and Baldwin. A couple notes on that one. Howard's matchup this week was a pretty good one, so I'm going to be okay with him this week. It's not the best one out there, but Cincinnati has played pretty poorly against the run in recent weeks, so I feel comfortable with using him even with the down production lately. Mars, great matchup for him. Baldwin is the one with the matchup worry, but I think that he's too volume dependent here. He's going to be a guy that Russell Wilson needs to rely on even though he's facing the Jaguars, and I'm going to lean on that making that pick.
All right, Creed, hopefully Tristan helped you out. You can get your question in, 366-1600, as did 4579 on the text line. Hunt or Drake?
I actually had them pretty close, and I'm bullish on Kenyon Drake this week. I would use him over Kareem Hunt. I don't have a major issue with Hunt's matchup this week, so it's not one where, as I said, with the Jets, I would try to avoid him at all costs. But I kind of like what Drake can do even as a receiver going against New England. It provides him that stability, that elevated floor, because he's going to be involved one way or the other. I actually have him ranked up near my top 10.
Tristan, there are several questions about Kareem Hunt, so I want to get to that right now. How alarming is the touchdown drought dating back to Week 3 for him?
It's pretty alarming, because that is some severe regression to the mean, and I think that that's a lot of what's been happening. But lately, the usage has come into question from the Chiefs. We feel like we don't have the trust that he is getting that workhorse kind of workload. That's something that I know has certainly frustrated his fantasy owners. He's also stunk facing some very weak run defenses. That's a very bad sign for the talent. It could also signify that he's wearing down late in the year. That is a possibility for him in his first year in the NFL. I still feel like he's an RB2. I can't even make the top 10 case anymore. I just don't think he belongs.
All right, 98-96 in a PPR league. Stephon Diggs or Mike the Disappointment Evans? His term, not mine.
He has been a bit disappointing, and the other thing is he's played right into the matchups, and this is not a good one. Something definitely keep in mind, the Darius Slay matchup is not a good one necessarily for him. So I've got these guys very close. I could go either direction. I ranked Evans higher, I'll tell you that, but if I'm going for upside, which I do often in the playoffs, I have no problem with Diggs. I have them pretty close.
75-77 in a two-quarterback league, Goff, Jameis Winston, or Matt Ryan? He's got to sit one of them.
I would sit Jameis Winston out of those. This past game that he played coming back from injury was promising, but it wasn't really a cure-all for me, and I feel like that he's a little bit too risky in the fantasy playoffs right now, and it's not one of those top-shelf matchups. It's good. It's not quite as good as these other two. Remember, Ryan, if he plays against the Saints without Marshawn Lattimore tomorrow night, we'll know that in the next 24 hours, that really elevates his matchup.
All right, a question for you with Rob Gronkowski being suspended this week, and then it doesn't look like Zach Ertz practiced with the Eagles today. People could be a little thin at tight end this week. Is there a name maybe on the waiver wire to be considering as a plug-and-play?
The one for the Patriots who will step in is Dwayne Allen, who I think in deeper leagues you're probably going to have to dig that deep in order to get a fill-in for this week. I have found actually that Cameron Brate has been dropped due to the cold performance over the past month in a lot of my leagues. We're talking the 10 to 12 teamers. And if that's the case, I think he might be one out there. And I do believe in him. I think there is absolutely something there to the chemistry between him and Jameis Winston. So see if he might be available for you. Other options, Julius Thomas is a possibility. And other than that, I kind of like the Eric Ebron matchup this week.
All right, 70-61 is in a PPR keeper league. He is going to keep David Johnson and Keenan Allen, but he needs your help in figuring out who the third keeper should be for next year. He's got Hunt, Thielen, or Mixon. He was leaning Hunt early on, but now he's thinking perhaps Thielen.
And, yeah, Thielen, I think, is a guy that you need to consider as a keeper. I'm still going to go to Hunt here just because what we saw in the first half is probably closer to the true talent than this latter half. And as I said, it could all be fatigue. He is a guy who is going to be getting his 18 to 20 touches a week, I think, year in and year out. He's a young player going into his second year. I tend to find players like that get a nice little bump up. I could make that case for Mixon as well, but I think Hunt right now is a little bit more proven.
Tristan, last week we were talking about Rex Burkhead and how he should be owned in certain leagues and not in others. After his performance last week against Buffalo, have you changed your mind at all about is he a rosterable player in pretty much any league at this point?
Yeah, at this point he's owned in all leagues. I mean, there's no question in my mind at this stage. He's proven that he's going to be used a pretty heavy amount, both as a goal line back end as a receiver. That's going to definitely pad his fantasy numbers. I was wrong in saying that I didn't think he was an automatic for 10-team leaguers just because I know I play in a lot of those and the benches aren't deep enough. But this week, I actually have him ranked my 11th running back, and I think he is preferable in the vast majority of leagues at this point to Deion Lewis even.
Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com answering your fantasy football questions. 366-1600. Matt in Cedar Rapids, last week of the regular season for him. The division is on the line. Does he roll with Carson Wentz or Tom Savage? He's worried about the fires, and he also has DeAndre Hopkins. He's thinking about the Savage to Hopkins connection.
I wouldn't go with the connection, and I especially wouldn't go to the connection with Savage just because the turnover possibility with him is so great that gives you negative points. He's not a good quarterback in my estimation. I'd be going with Wentz. If you need to get yourself a fallback option, I've found two quarterbacks out there in an awful lot of leagues who I kind of like the matchups for. One of them is Blaine Gabbert. He's played a lot better than people are giving him credit for. The other one is Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo played very well against a tough Chicago defense, and he has an outstanding matchup this week against Houston. He's out there in a lot of leagues.
Tristan, would you, if you're a Cam Newton owner, seeing him go up against the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, would you look for other options?
I'm not wild about that matchup, but I'm also not against it. I feel like he's going to He's going to fall in that Matthew Stafford range of, all right, I feel okay with my quarterback. I'm not going to bench the guy, but I don't think he's going to be the guy who wins the week for me. So I mean, the main thing is here, I threw the two names, Gabbert and Garoppolo. I wouldn't be picking up one of them to start over Newton, and that's probably what you're going to be doing in order to do it. For me, I think Newton's going to give you 15, maybe 16 fantasy points. That should be good enough, and I'd give him the start.
All right, 7507, Roethlisberger or Breeze this week?
I'd go with Breeze this week just because I don't like that Roethlisberger matchup against Baltimore. They've been playing pretty tough against the pass this season. Drew Breeze against Atlanta is a better matchup. I mean, I know it's the Thursday game, short week and everything, but I'd still use him.
1585, this is a good one, I think. Standard league needs two receivers and a flex play. So picking three of the following players. Marshawn Lynch, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, Julio Jones, Mark Ingram, Jordan Howard, or Jerick McKinnon? Two receivers and a flex.
We'll scratch McKinnon. I need to point out that Mark Ingram is going to be questionable for the game tomorrow night, so you're going to have to watch that right down to the wire. And I'd say that I am worried that considering they have Alvin Kamara, that if he is anywhere less than 100%, he's not going to give you the production that you've become used to this year. So he could end up being a scratch for you. Marshawn Lynch, I like the guy, and he's getting a fair amount of work. I also can't play him over the majority of these alternatives. I think he's the next guy who needs to go. So McKinnon, Lynch go, and I think if we take Ingram out, that gives us the four?
Let's see. It was two and a flex, so we still need to get – so you got Tyreek Hill,
yep,
Julio Jones, mm-hmm, Brandon Cooks, and Jordan Howard.
Yep. Then I would be going with – Cooks, Jones, Hill, and Howard.
All right.
Oh, wait, it was two out of four. I'm doing my math poorly. Leave Howard at the sidelines.
Leave Howard on the sidelines. 366-1600 for Tristan. Gurley, Bell, or Hunt, he needs to sit one in a half-point PPR league.
Gurley, Bell, or Hunt. I don't like the Gurley matchup, granted, but he gets so many touches and he's going to get the goal line work. I'd start him anyway. So this means Hunt is the guy who's going to sit on the sidelines. Cannot possibly sit Le'Veon Bell.
Tristan, I was reading one of your articles earlier in the week, and you were talking about Blake Bortles. And if he could play against the Indianapolis Colts every week, he'd be one of the best fantasy quarterbacks in the league. But you talked about the amount of garbage time points that he's racked up over the years. Is the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars are a good team hurting his fantasy numbers?
I think it's a factor. I think another factor is that he's lost so many of his top wide receivers. I mean, Allen Robinson was a significant part of that big year that he had two seasons ago. He put up some great fantasy production and didn't look good doing it. And Robinson, I think, was responsible for a lot of that. He brought him along for the ride. When you have Marquise Lee as your number one receiver, yeah, you know, he's been very good, but he's not Robinson. And in Bortles' case, yeah, the defense, the better play, Bortles hasn't had to do that much. And the coaches said during the preseason that they were not going to lean on him. They were going to lean on the run. I think if Leonard Fournette gets any healthier in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see more of him. We're going to see less of Bortles and not a week like this.
88-44, I think this will be our last one tonight. Alex Smith or Case Keenum this week?
I actually kind of like both of these guys this week. I'd use Alex Smith. I feel like I trust him a little bit more at this point, and I think there are going to be a lot of points put up in that KC and Oakland game. Oakland's a bad defense, but I do like both. If you're in a two-quarterback league, I'd be giving both of them a go-ahead.
All right, Tristan, good luck with those six teams in the playoffs, and we'll send everybody ESPN.com's way for the weekly rankings, matchups, and all that good stuff. As always, we appreciate the time, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
Tristan Cockcroft joining us every Wednesday here during fantasy football season. His appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. And Alex, I don't want to do this to you, but Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard has fired a shot across the bow at Memphis. He tweeted out during the last segment there with Tristan, ended the day at 14,300 tickets sold. Absolutely amazing. Trying to secure more tickets from the Liberty Bowl. Who would have predicted the real home team will be the Cyclones?
That's cute.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. It took them that long to sell out their allotment? Sold
those
out within. No, I
700 tickets. Iowa State had 15,000 tickets. They're down to 700 in their original allotment.
That is, I've heard, like I said earlier in the day, but Memphis has sold theirs out. Iowa State is very close, and I've heard that hotels are very difficult to come by at this point as well. So I think we're going to see a sellout of the Liberty Bowl, which is absolutely outstanding.
What's the seating capacity there?
Right around 60,000.
60,000. So, okay, not too bad. So about 25% of the seats were allotted to Iowa State.
Yes.
And then Memphis will get the same allotment, although it's a home game for them as well. So tickets going on sale to the general public in Memphis probably snatched up as well there. And hotels, I think, will be the big issue there for Iowa State fans making the trip to Memphis. But Jamie Pollard and the Cyclones selling tickets. And meanwhile, Iowa, pretty sure they still have tickets available for the Pinstripe Bowl.
I'm sure plenty. If you're in the New York area, plenty will be available.
And that does not seat 60,000 Yankee Stadium. If you missed it earlier, we started the program tonight talking about Sports Illustrated ranking the most watchable bowl games, 1 through 37, and the Pinstripe Bowl made an appearance at number 35 on the list. Only two games were worse, and Iowa State and Memphis, number 2 on the list as far as games, bowl games that should be enjoyable to watch. And I think a lot of people are expecting a ton of offense in that matchup. 319-366-1600. You're going to want that number in a few minutes. We've got the 6 o'clock showdown looming on the horizon. Very important, though, if you're listening to us on 1600 AM. I want to remind you that in about 4 minutes, you're going to lose us and gain the Iowa State women's basketball broadcast. The Cyclone Radio Network, Rich Fellingham and crew, bringing you the Cy-Hawk showdown between Bill Fennelly's Cyclones and Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes tonight. That game set to tip off at 6:30 on 1600 AM. So if you want to catch the final, let's call it 30 minutes of the show tonight, you'll have to either flip over to 106.3 FM if you're in Iowa City or 107.5 FM if you're here in Cedar Rapids.
So we will keep you updated on that. We're going to step aside for just in just a little bit. We'll flip over. We'll send you to that on 1600 AM, and we will I believe we'll have the game tomorrow as well, and it will be a similar situation if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Cyclone Radio Network, John Walters bringing you the men. Iowa State, a five and a half point favorite, I think, over Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes tomorrow night at Hilton Coliseum. So we'll see. The Iowa women have not won in Ames since 1989, and they've got a very good shot at doing that tonight. But we've seen Lisa Bluter take some very good teams west to Ames and come back with losses. So I don't know whether Megan Gustafson can put this team on her back tonight. She certainly has to this point in the season. She's been outstanding. Iowa State's got Bridget Carlton, and it should be a very good basketball game in front of a very crowded and raucous Hilton Coliseum. I don't think they'll sell the place out, but they will have five-digit attendance on that box score, no doubt, for Iowa and Iowa State. 319-366-1600, the number to reach us here, even if you want to pretend that you are less an engineering manager. Now, I was only speculating about Rockwell, and that's why I don't – those calls very rarely make it on the – oh, yeah, I'm the guy that you're talking about.
I'm less.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Yeah. Unless
the person that texted in claiming that they were less has never texted this program before.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying that it was, but there was a little bit of part of me that hoped it was. But then at the same time, if it was in fact less, then we really just stirred something up. But hey, it's not our fault. If you speak that loudly in public, expect what you are going to say or what you said to get out to people, because the entire restaurant heard, now the entire Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area heard.
I thought this was one of the more interesting feuds that we've seen publicly, speaking of things going on in public. We've got about 45 seconds here before we have to duck out. But Jim Boeheim and Andy Katz have gone at each other very publicly in recent years. Boeheim's not a huge Andy Katz fan. Jim Boeheim actually called the folks at ESPN idiots for laying Andy Katz off. So talking about making strange bedfellows, again, something that if you do, I think it precludes you from being able to be a U.S. senator at this point. But Jim Boeheim and Andy Katz are frenemies now, I guess, maybe, after Boeheim came to his defense over ESPN letting him go. ESPN, which, by the way, may be doing away with ESPN News. We'll find out more about that. Iowa State basketball on the way, 1600 a.m. Back with more after this.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get $1,000 cash back on top of 0% APR financing for 72 months on a full lineup of 2017 Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Celebrate the season with exclusive holiday offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars, F-150, and SUVs. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or...
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600 ESPN Radio.
Less of a...
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk, Wingo.
Hit me, big fella.
Athletes love to talk trash, right?
Absolutely. Like you couldn't cover a bed with a blanket or you couldn't catch a cold.
Yep. That's good. Well, athletes aren't the only ones who love to talk smack. Those big wireless companies love to brag about how great their data plans are.
Sure, they say they have, quote, unlimited plan, end quote, until you run out of data and they hit you with a data overage.
Bingo, just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. Their ultimate unlimited plan is exactly that, unlimited. You get all the high-speed 4G LTE data you need for just $55 a month.
And no overages.
Exactly. All on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, best phones, best networks, and now the best unlimited data deal.
It speaks for itself.
Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 4G LTE data that never runs out for just $55 a month. Available at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
6:32, welcome back. It is 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. From here on out, we'll get you to 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball on the way for you. The Iowa and Iowa State women currently underway on 1600 AM. We'll do the same thing tomorrow night, I believe, with the men's broadcast. John Walters will bring you Steve Prohm's Cyclones and Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes. So back-to-back Cy-Hawk games as Iowa State holding that 6-5 advantage in the Cy-Hawk series. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
It's postseason accolade season, and today Josie Jewell was named first team All-Big Ten and named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. Despite missing a game, he led the conference with 123 tackles. Josh Jackson was also named to the first team defense, while Sean Welsh was named to the second team offense. Jackson was also named a first team All-American by Pro Football Focus, as well as Iowa State running back David Montgomery. Jewell and Jackson were also just named Walter Camp first team All-Americans. 90 University of Iowa athletes were named academic All-Big Ten across six fall sports, and of the 90, 41 were football players. That breaks Iowa's single-season record of 22 selections from last year. Students from women's soccer, men and women's cross-country, field hockey, and volleyball were also recognized. It's Cy-Hawk week of the basketball season. The men will play on Thursday, and there's a chance that the Cyclones will have only eight players active for the second straight game. Jacoby Long is recovering from a concussion, but the team also announced that it will be without Zoran Talley indefinitely after an MRI yesterday showed a stress fracture in his foot. For the Hawkeyes, Connor McCaffrey isn't likely to play, while Ryan Kreener has a chance to return from his concussion. The women's Cy-Hawk game is actually going down in Ames, however, and you can hear it on KGYM. That game actually features the Big Ten and Big 12's reigning players of the week in Iowa's Megan Gustafson and Iowa State's Bridget Carlton. We have that right now on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can also finish the rest of our show right here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Cedar Rapids Rough Riders were on the road in Green Bay last night. They lost to the Gamblers 3-1, and we've got tickets to see the Rough Riders Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. They're going to be taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. It's ugly sweater jersey night. The Riders will be wearing those ugly Christmas sweater-inspired jerseys. Couple tickets on the line for you right now. We need callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2 tonight. It is Wednesday, and that means, of course, time for the 6 o'clock showdown. Callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. We will meet the contestants when we return. It's 7 questions in 60 seconds, and whoever does the best job, answers the most questions correctly, going to be off to see the Rough Riders. Again, those tickets for Saturday night's home game against Dubuque. You'll be able to pick them up right there at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena at will call. 366-1600. We'll find out who's playing for those tickets when we return after this.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday... Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk, Wingo.
Hit me, big fella.
Athletes love to talk trash, right?
Absolutely. Like you couldn't cover a bed with a blanket or you couldn't catch a cold.
Yep. That's good. Well, athletes aren't the only ones who love to talk smack. Those big wireless companies love to brag about how great their data plans are.
Sure, they say they have, quote, unlimited plan, end quote, until you run out of data and they hit you with a data overage.
Bingo, just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. Their ultimate unlimited plan is exactly that, unlimited. You get all the high-speed 4G LTE data you need for just $55 a month.
And no overages.
Exactly. All on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, best phones, best networks, and now the best unlimited data deal.
It speaks for itself.
Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited Plan. Get 4G LTE data that never runs out for just $55 a month. Available at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Friday night, it's a Metro MVC doubleheader right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 5:50 as the Xavier Saints host the Linmar Lions. The girls' game is up first on 107.5 FM at 5:50, followed by the boys' game on 1600 AM at 7:30. That's an NBC Hoops Double Dip presented by First Federal Credit Union. Linmar at Xavier, Friday starting at 5:50, right here on KGYM.
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, in Fairfax, answering my questions, we've got Brett with us tonight. And in Mount Vernon, Tom will be answering Alex's questions. And gentlemen, 60 seconds will be on the clock. Seven questions. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass, and we will come back to you. Alex, it is your choice with Tom, whether you want to go first or whether you want to wait and go second.
Tom, why don't we let Brett and Todd go first?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Brett, are you up for this challenge? The gauntlet has been thrown down.
I'm so ready.
Okay, newly named Nebraska football coach Scott Frost got his first full-time job as the linebackers coach at what Iowa school?
Iowa State.
Name, that's incorrect. Name two of the three Heisman Trophy finalists.
Baker Mayfield and Love from Stanford.
Yes, that is correct. Which nation has been banned from the 2018 Winter Olympics?
Russia.
Russia is correct. Which Iowa State offensive player was named a first-team All-American by Pro Football Focus?
Montgomery.
Correct. Which Iowa player was on the first-team defense for Pro Football Focus's All-America team? Did you answer?
Josh Jackson.
Yes, correct. Which Big Ten running back won the Paul Hornung Award today?
Saquon Barkley.
Correct. And why did UCLA cancel its basketball game against Montana that was scheduled for tonight?
The forest fire.
That's correct. 6 out of 7. We almost had perfect run there, Brett.
Wow.
So hold on tight. Tom could run the table. It's a little unlikely, but we'll see. I think it's only been done 5 times before, Alex.
All right, Tom, your 60 seconds begins right now. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Why did Iowa have to hold its shoot-around at an Indiana high school before Monday night's game?
I don't know. Assembly Hall roof fell down?
Incorrect. New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone hit a memorable postseason home run against the AL East rival Boston to prepare the Yankees to the World Series in what year? 2001, 2003, 2007, or 2008?
I think it's 2003.
Correct. Which school currently leads the Seahawks series 6-5?
Iowa.
Incorrect. Which NFL team fired its head coach this week?
Oh, the Giants.
Correct. What former MLB star is contemplating a comeback at age 53?
Palmeiro.
Correct. Who was the president the last time the Iowa women beat Iowa State in Ames?
Bush Sr.
Correct. Name the Big Ten team in last year's Music City Bowl. Northwestern, Indiana, Maryland, or Nebraska?
Northwestern.
Correct.
Wow, that was 6-5. You almost did it, but congratulations going out to Brett. Tom, that was spirited. I think under a tremendous amount of pressure, their men would have buckled, but you hung in there. And I like the roof falling in guess on Indiana, but that was a couple visits ago. This was another malady. Brett, hang on tight. Alex is going to tell you how you can pick up those Rough Riders tickets at the Will Call window Saturday night as Cedar Rapids hosts Dubuque for Ugly Sweater Night. And that's not a dig at the Dubuque Fighting Saints, even though those are pretty ugly sweaters that the Saints wear. This will be a Christmas-themed night. 7:05, I believe, is the start time. Riders are also home on Friday night, by the way. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, the Rough Riders in action both nights. It was a power outage at Assembly Hall that caused Iowa to have to hold its shoot around at a high school gym. He only missed one other question. Which one was it? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
Iowa State leads the Cy-Hawk
Iowa State
series.
Leads the Cy-Hawk series 6-5 at this point. And Brett was almost perfect, but he didn't know that Scott Frost got his first full-time job at Northern Iowa.
As a linebacker's coach.
As a linebacker's coach. We've seen this a lot. Guys that play one position, wind up beginning their coaching careers completely on a different side of the ball. Chuck Long, I believe, when he joined Hayden Fry's staff at Iowa, was a defensive backs coach. He was coaching on the defensive side of the ball. So you take work where you can get it, especially when you're a young guy who wants to break into the business. But Scott Frost, now the head coach at Nebraska, and I got a couple other former UNI assistant coaches and grad assistants that are going to be on the staff in Lincoln with him. They've wasted no time hitting the ground running and doing some recruiting. Hawkeyes yesterday picked up a major verbal commitment from John Wagner, a four-star defensive end out of West Des Moines Dowling. So things are starting to heat up on the recruiting trail as we inch ever closer to National Signing Day. 6:43, boy, that was a heck of a showdown
it
tonight.
Was. And we and managed. You were guessing that it was going to be a disaster.
I thought it was going to be a disaster just because I thought our phone call with Sonny in the 5 o'clock hour was giving off some bad juju with the phone line. But we got through it, and especially just behind the scenes inside baseball here, it's really difficult sometimes to pull this show off for Kyle and Alex, the guys behind the scenes who are running the board and doing the actual heavy lifting here when one of the frequencies has something else going on, like the Iowa State women's game on 1600 right now. So far, so good. Can't say that about the game, judging from reaction to people who are at it on social media. Seems like things are a little sloppy, and some early fouls have marred some things there between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. But we'll have the women tonight on 1600 AM. You can actually flip over right now if you want to catch that game. And then tomorrow night, we'll go through something similar with John Walters and the men's broadcast. The Cyclones, I think, are a 6-point favorite over Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Ames. We'll have a plenty of Cyclone talk for you on the program tomorrow. We're going to be catching up with Dylan Montz, covers the Cyclones, and then former Iowa State basketball standout Paul Shirley. He's got a new book out, spent some time in the NBA. I know had a very popular blog at ESPN several years ago. Interesting, entertaining guy. I'm really looking forward to chatting with him tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it as well. And Todd, I want to go back to something that you were saying that Jamie Pollard had tweeted out just a while ago and talking about the ticket allotment.
Yeah, I believe you called it cute.
And it was I wanted to share something that my dad, Coon's dad, who has been brought up on this show prior to this right now, shared with me today. And he said he was booking some hotels, and the lady who he was booking with, who worked at this said hotel, said that almost every room in the city of Memphis for the dates of December 29th through the 31st is full. So you look at the ticket allotments that both teams have sold. You look at the hotels and the scarcity of hotel rooms available in that city right now, and both fan bases have something to look forward to because it looks like it's going to be an excellent atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to seeing some Iowa State fans in Memphis, because it looks like it's going to be everything from the game to the atmosphere to the pregame festivities look like they might live up to the hype.
Do you know off the top of your head if that bowl game has ever sold out?
I do not.
Okay.
And
I can't imagine it probably has.
It's funny you ask that, because we have an Iowa State fan here in the building, Steve Kane. We've brought him up before. He's going to go to the game, and he asked that same question. I don't think the answer is yes. He asked me when the last time there was a sellout at the Liberty Bowl. That would have been a couple years ago when Memphis played Ole Miss, but I don't think the Liberty Bowl game itself has ever sold out.
The Tennessee coaching search may be coming to an end, according to Pete Thamel, who is he still at Sports Illustrated or not? Pete Thamel, he's at Yahoo Sports
okay.
now.
I also thought Brett McMurphy was still at ESPN.
Well, so did a couple people at ESPN, but Pete Thamel is now at Yahoo reporting that Alabama defensive coordinator Jeremy Pruitt has emerged as the leading candidate at Tennessee.
So kind of going the Alabama route, pulling the assistants away like Georgia did with Kirby Smart. And at this point, I'm not going to say that that's a bad hire for Tennessee, because anybody that takes that job, especially with a high profile name like Jeremy Pruitt, who has led that defense for so long, they better be happy with that.
And while we're talking coaching search here, a minute ago on Twitter, how about somebody taking the high road here? Arkansas football Twitter account tweeting out the announcement that Chad Morris is officially the new head hog, and Brett Bielema taking to Twitter with the following message, hashtag woo pig. Congrats at Coach Chad Morris on this opportunity at a very special place for you and your family. Well-deserved and earned. Hashtag woo pig. So I guess if you double hashtag, then it's extra from the heart. But Brett Bielema taking the high road. This is, by the way, Brett Bielema, who is currently still unemployed, but did pocket $11 million and change from Arkansas in buyout, which is worth noting because Arkansas's new athletic director ruffled some feathers in the college football coaching community today when he made some comments about the Chad Morris contract, and he believes that losses should be considered cause when firing a coach. Lots of times when coaches have their contracts terminated, they're paid large buyouts because they were fired without cause. And Arkansas's new AD says, if you're paid to win and you don't do enough of it, isn't that cause? So that could possibly open Pandora's box, do you think, in terms of... Now, the athletic directors are the ones who put the language in there along with the universities and their lawyers, but should you be able to fire a coach for cause because they don't win enough? That's what you're paying them to do, right? It does make sense to a certain extent.
Yes, but no. You should not be able to fire somebody with cause due to lack of winning. With cause means that they did something that was illegal. They did something wrong to put your program in jeopardy, whether it's with the NCAA or, as we're finding out in college basketball, with the federal government. That's what with cause means. Or in Mike Leach's case with Texas Tech, locking a high-profile player on his team who has a high-profile public figure as a father in a closet who had a concussion, he got fired with cause. So not winning enough? I get it. You fire a guy, and you hired him. It's your prerogative to say that he's no longer the coach at that university. But I can't imagine that being with cause.
Interesting baseball note to pass along, too. The discussion this past summer about extending the netting at ballparks after the injuries at Yankee Stadium and elsewhere, the Minnesota Twins have announced that they're going to be raising the height of the existing protective netting from 7 feet to 9 feet above the dugouts, and extending the netting beyond the dugouts down both foul lines. So Target Field, the latest ballpark in Major League Baseball to get extended netting to protect fans. And I'm sure we'll have this argument at some point later on after all teams do it. I know even locally at the minor league level, it's being discussed with the Cedar Rapids Colonels and other teams in the Midwest League. And minor league baseball, I think, is close to dictating that teams have to extend their netting. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
You weren't a fan of it at first. Have you come around to it a little bit?
What I am is I'm indifferent to it right now because I think you've got to be really dumb to go to a baseball game and not understand that you're putting yourself at risk by sitting in an area where there's no netting. And so I'm indifferent to it from the standpoint that I really don't think it's going to ruin the game if you extend the netting. I'm not a huge fan of that. But I will say this, I usually do my best to sit behind the net wherever I'm at. You can still get great seats behind the net. As a matter of fact, the best seats in any ballpark are usually right behind home plate, and there's a net there. So I've been looking through a net most of my life in watching a game. It doesn't bother me all that much. But I'm just indifferent to it from the standpoint that this stuff has gone on for a long time. I mean, balls, bats, different items going into the crowd. I think one of the big issues nowadays is people are just too distracted. And it may sound callous and terrible of me to say, but if you sit beyond the netting and you have your head buried in your phone the entire time you're at the game, then sorry.
It is amazing to me when I see people sitting down the third or first baseline in that hot zone where a line drive could potentially come up and hit anybody who's not paying attention, how many people who are sitting in that area are not paying attention? That is always alarming to me, especially nowadays with smartphones. But if you're sitting in that area, and like you said, I think any extra protection for fans is a good thing. But if you're sitting in those areas down the third and first baseline, you better be paying attention.
And I will say this. I mean, I don't want to victim blame here because you run the risk of being accused of that in anything nowadays. There are times where people who are not buried in their phones may turn to casually answer a question that somebody asks them. I mean, it's all timing related. But a couple things that I just have never been a huge fan of, people with young kids sitting down without the protective netting, and then people who bury their heads in their phone the entire game. And I always do my best. If I'm beyond the net, you pay attention to what's going on, but you can never, I guess, be 100% vigilant. And this will help take care of that. And I imagine it's going to be a big story and people will raise a ruckus. The people who are against it will raise a ruckus early on. And then essentially, like everything else in society today, 24 hours later, they will have forgotten that it's an issue. Because we forget about things and move on. Remember, there was a really big shooting in Las Vegas a couple months ago. How many of you have forgotten about that already? When's the last time you thought about it? We move on. And I'm not saying that that's a great thing to do, but with trivial things like extending the netting at ballparks, it's exactly what's going to happen. People are going to raise a stink about it, and then it's going to be on to the next outrage. 6:55, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up strong with a big board update and get out of here for a Wednesday night. Back with more after this.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account.
Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in, 6:56. Here's Kyle with his final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night.
It's postseason accolade season, and today Josie Jewell was named first-team All-Big Ten and named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. Despite missing a game, he led the conference with 123 tackles. Josh Jackson was also named to the first-team defense, while Sean Welch was named to the second-team offense. Jackson was also named a first-team All-American by Pro Football Focus, as well as Iowa State running back David Montgomery. And Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson were also just recently named Walter Camp first-team All-Americans. 90 University of Iowa athletes were named Academic All-Big Ten across six fall sports, and of those 90, 41 were football players. That breaks Iowa's single-season record of 22 selections from last year. Students from women's soccer, men and women's cross-country, field hockey, and volleyball were also recognized. It's Cyhawk week of the basketball season. The men are going to play on Thursday, and there's a chance that the Cyclones will have only eight players active for the second straight game. Jacoby Long is recovering from a concussion, but the team also announced that it will be without Zoran Talley indefinitely after an MRI yesterday showed a stress fracture in his foot. For the Hawkeyes, Connor McCaffrey isn't likely to play, while Ryan Kreener has a chance to return from his concussion. The women's Cyhawk game is going down tonight in Ames. That game's actually going right now. You can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Iowa led that one 18-16 after the first quarter.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. An Iowa State heavy show tomorrow. We'll talk a little Hawkeyes as well. It's the Iowa State and Iowa Cyhawk series on the men's side. Dylan Montz will be with us to talk Cyclones, and former Iowa State basketball standout Paul Shirley is going to be on the program as well. Looking forward to it. Iowa, Iowa State women continuing on 1600 AM right now. Would you on the way tomorrow and more. Hope you join us.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And